Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to see you all back, especially from vacation. And also, Miss Jean, welcome. Thanks for joining here and also online for this worship service on this third Sunday of Easter. We are in the Easter season now, celebrating Easter season until we get to the summer. The announcements are listed on the second page. Those are the regular announcements. I don't have anything special. Please donate for the food bank ministry in cash or in kind. And our Thursday luncheon will be in May. I will update the date on that one. I don't have any special announcements. Anybody have anything special to announce? If not, thank you for your continued and faithful support to the ministries of the church by your prayers, presence, gift, service, and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. Let us continue to do the work that God has given us in this community faithfully. We take our donations on our website also. Please use that. If there are no other announcements, we will continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it if you are able. Stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 308 in the blue book. It is also on the screen. Thine be the glory. If you are able, please stand.
Endless is the victory thou o'er death hast won. Angels in bright raiment roll the stone away, kept the folded grave close where thy body. Endless is the victory thou o'er death hast won. Lord Jesus meets us, risen from the tomb. Lovingly he greets us, scattered. Let his church with gladness hymns of triumph sing. For the Lord now liveth, death hath lost his sting. Thine be the glory, risen conquering song. Endless is the victory thou o'er death hast won. No more we doubt thee, glorious Prince of Life. Life is not without thee, aid us in our strife. Make us more than conquerors through thy deathless love. Bring us safe through Jordan to thy home above. Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou o'er death hast won.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for this morning that you have given us to get up and see one more day in our life and also to worship together in your name and also online. We thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us every day. Above all, we thank you for your Son Jesus Christ who came to this world, lived among us, suffered and died and rose from the dead so that we can enjoy the eternity with you. That resurrection that reminds us that no darkness lasts forever and no stone is too heavy and no situation is beyond God's control. Almighty God, you overcame death and opened to us the gate of eternal life, the resurrection of your Son Jesus Christ who gave us new life and renewed hope. We thank you for the season of this Easter that we can renew our life with the power of resurrection every day. May the service of word and praise we hear today bring honor and glory to you, O Father, so that help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. We adore you, we worship you, O God. Bless each and every one of us according to our needs of our hearts today. Touch with the power of your Holy Spirit that we'll be empowered by the Spirit when we go from this place. May your name be lifted up and people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's our fellowship time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other.
So please stand and join us with "He's All I Need."
Responsive reading now, which is taken from Psalm 51.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions.
Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me.
Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your word, and justified in your judgment.
Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me.
Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place.
Cleanse me with the hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow.
Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice.
Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity.
Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. we'll bring our prayers of praises and blessings and concerns and burdens at this time and share between each other and also lift them up to God together, united in faith. God's promise is that when we unite in faith and pray, God will answer our prayers. So the regular prayer requests are at the back of the bulletin, in the boxes listed there. Please use this as a prayer reminder for your prayer desk every day and pray for these people and these items listed there. I didn't update this. Ron, what was the last name?
R-I-C-K-E-T.
Yeah.
Ronnie is the person.
Pray for Lou. I heard that Lou has a surgery scheduled sometime next week. Next Wednesday.
Yeah.
So she got clearance from her cardiologist, I believe. So please remember her in our prayers for this, for her knees or back?
Her knee.
The knee, right, yeah. Pray for Sean and Amy Conway, Yolanda, she's not here today, Pam, Ashton, Adam, and Jean McPrayer, she's here with us today, thanks be to God. Grace Ains, pray for Carol, she's in the facility, and please continue to pray for her and Wayne. And pray for Jan Bezor. Those are the people who are looking for healing and comfort. And pray for Melissa Pritzer for her family situations. Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who serve us. Let us be thankful for their services and remember them and their families in our prayers. Pray for our nation, our leaders, our president, many others who make decisions that affect our lives every day, that God will grant them the wisdom and the fear of God in their hearts when they make decisions. Will bring peace to this land and also to the world. Also remember the world leaders, that they will also fear God when they make decisions, that they, especially during this time of war and many other turmoils happening around the world, that God's Spirit will work together with these people when they make decisions and bring peace to this world. Let's pray for our church so that we can continue working in this community to do the work of Christ, to share the love, the care and compassion of Jesus Christ to this community in whatever ways we can. We pray for all the churches in this community, in coming and around, leaders of the church, and pastors, missionaries who go out in various parts of the world spreading the gospel. Those, remember those people in our prayers also. Those are the requests that I have as regular requests. Are there any other special requests that we need to? Anybody have any special calls? If we don't have any special call-outs for prayer, let us go to God in prayer. We'll have a moment in silent prayer, and then I'll close with a closing prayer after that. Let us pray. Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks will receive. Those who seek will find. And those who knock, the door will be opened. Gracious and merciful God, we come before you as your children, trusting in your promise that you will answer our prayers according to your will. Thank you for always listening to our groanings and our prayers, even when we don't know how to pray. The Spirit will pray for us. Thank you for the gift of life and all the blessings that you shower upon us, Lord, in this world. It was not because of our choice that we are here. It is because you gave us a life in this world as a gift. We thank you for that. Even when we go through pains and griefs and many other things that we don't like in our lives, we still thank you for the life that you gave us here, Lord. It's a blessing that you gave us this life to be a blessing to this world. We thank you again for covering us with your protection and safety every day. Even when we are unaware of your presence, you still cover us with your presence and protection every day, Lord. In our drivings, in our goings, in our comings, in our sitting and walking and going out and coming in. Your Spirit protects us from all evil, O God, and we thank you for that. We come before you as your children with our burdens and concerns, O God, just like children come to their father. You are the source of all good things and you desire only good things for us, O God. And we thank you always for listening to our prayers. We lift up all those who need your protection and guidance, especially the ones who are looking for healing. We lift up our dear ones who have named here, Ronnie Ricketts, Jean McBrayer, Grace Haynes, Carol, Jerry Rains, Sean and Amy Conway, Lou, Yolanda, Pam, Ashton, Adam, and many others that we have not named here. Bless them with your healing hand, O God, and touch them and give them the healing that they need in your bodies. Above all, we pray for peace in their lives and their dear ones' lives. We pray for those who are going through various problems in their families and other needs that they are looking for answers. We pray for Melissa Pilcher. Guide her every step of the way. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who serve us behind the scenes every day. We thank you for their services and we pray for them and for their families. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions. Bless them with your grace and wisdom every day, O God, especially during this time of war. We honestly pray that, O God, you give them the wisdom to make a decision and bring peace to this world. We pray for the world leaders also, many people who are working towards a peace settlement in the Middle East. We pray that you will give them the wisdom to come to a settlement that we can have peace around the world. We pray for our church. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to do your work in this community, to reach out and share your love to the people who are in need. Help us to be kind and compassionate and also to care for one another as we work in this field, in your vineyard, in this community. We pray for all the churches, the pastors and the ministers and many others who work in various ways in this community. Bless them also in their ministries, Lord. We pray for all the missionaries who are working around the world, all the churches around the world at large. We pray that you will bless them with your power of the Holy Spirit, that the works that they do will bring people to your kingdom, your love, every day as they work in your vineyard. Be with us today, O God. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, in the prayers that we make, in the meditation of the word, and the songs that we sing. We bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offertory, please.
Please stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for all the blessings we enjoy in this life from you. We pray that you bless this offering to your use and us to thy service, and keep us ever mindful of the needs of others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing as we read the scripture reading, which comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 through 14. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. But now you must also rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself in compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all of these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. The word that is powerful, that changes our lives when we meditate on it. Help us to open our hearts to receive your word with humility and obedience. And also illumine our souls so that we can understand the meaning of the message we hear today. May your spirit talk to us. May your spirit touch us with your word so that we will be changed people when we hear your word. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Easter season continues, as I reminded you earlier. As we meditate and talk about the power of resurrection in our lives. Today I had titled the sermon as Easter Parade. Easter Parade used to be an old tradition. I don't see that many cities celebrate that anymore. But Easter Parade used to be an old tradition in many cities in the US and also around the world. It has taken over by Easter Egg Hunt now. And I don't know where that started from, but it's all commercialization of religion, basically. That's what's happening. Even when we are not paying attention to it, we are dragged into it. But the Easter Parade has some meaning behind it, so I wanted to bring your memories, if you remember those, back, because we put together this parade as Easter Parade with bright clothes, mostly white, and a lot of celebrations, plots and other things that we display to show the resurrection of Jesus Christ and then parade through the streets. It's a display mainly of the resurrection life, what it means in the Bible. That's what the original meaning of the Easter parade is. And people look at their clothes that they wear with various forms of life that will bring life and energy to the community. That's what the parade used to be. So the Easter parade brings us about wearing the garments of Easter. And in churches during Easter time, people wear white clothes. And Easter Sunday used to be the Sunday that many churches set apart for baptisms. So during the whole year, they prepare people who are ready for baptism with Bible study and teaching them the scripture and the doctrines. And usually the Resurrection Sunday, the Easter Sunday, there will be a session for baptisms in many churches. Even now some churches practice that. So there is something about Easter that makes people think about what they wear, how to present yourselves during the Easter season. New outfits, bright colors, and fresh starts. That's what the Easter parade means. It's a tradition in many places to put on something new on Easter Sunday. But long before it became a cultural practice, it was a spiritual truth that Easter is not just about celebrating an empty tomb, but it's also about an empty tomb life in our lives with a newness created in ourselves. So Apostle Paul in Colossians 3, as we read today, tells us something very direct. If you have been raised with Christ, then your life should look different. Not just on the outside, but on the inside also. He describes it like changing clothes. In other words, you cannot walk out of the grave with Jesus and still wear what you were buried in. Take off what belongs to the old life, the life in the grave, and leave that clothing there as you walk out. Put to death, that he says that in verse 5, put to death whatever belongs to the earthly nature. It's not suggesting that it's a minor adjustment. It is talking about a decisive break and a change. The garments that you leave in the grave, as you remember the Easter day resurrection, when Jesus rose from the dead, what was left in the grave was the old clothes. The people who went to look for the body, they did not find the body of Jesus, but they found the garments that they used for his burial in the grave. So that is a sign of telling us that the death of and resurrection have two faces. You leave what is the old and take on what is the new. Jesus had a new transformed body, a transformed raiment or clothing that he wore. Not the grave clothes anymore, but a new transformed clothes that they saw bright as the sun. That's what we read there when they saw him resurrected. This illustration brings me to the story of Lazarus, who Jesus raised from the dead. And you all know the story that Lazarus, a friend of Jesus, a very close friend of Jesus, who was sick, and then he died. And Jesus was called in, and he came a couple of days late. And by the time the body was decayed and started smelling, and people were not very hopeful about anything that Jesus could do. So Jesus came there, and the sisters Martha and Mary were crying, and they told Jesus, "Master, you could have been here a little earlier, that you could have done something before he died." And Jesus told them that, "Believe and you will see the power of God." And even after 3 or 4 days in the tomb, Jesus brought back life to that body, and Lazarus walked out. But when you read that whole scenario, the passage there describing that raising of Lazarus from the dead. We see him coming out with all those grave clothes binding together, tied up. And Jesus told the disciples or the people who were around him, untie him. Take off the clothes and release him. Because he's not supposed to be wearing grave clothes anymore. Because he rose, he's raised from the dead. And he's a living being now. That's very illustrative of what Easter means. When we are raised from the dead, Easter is the same reflection that we have been dead to our sins and our old life, and God gave us a life of resurrection, that we can enjoy the power of God, the presence of God in our lives, not with the old clothes, but with a new garment and a new outlook in our lives. It is a new creation. The Bible says that anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. So this is the picture Paul presenting to us through this Colossians letter. You may be alive in, you may be alive in Christ, but you are still wearing the old clothes. Some of you, that's what he's reminding you. Take off those old clothes. What are those old clothes he's reminding them? The old clothes that they were still carrying was about the enmity and the hatred and the evil things, jealousy, envy, and the things that are binding them together in the grave. They're still wearing those clothes that you cannot wear as the people of resurrection. You have to leave all those habits behind because you are now a new creation in Jesus Christ. Don't go back to the closet where you came from. In Colossians 3:7, verse 7, he says that you used to walk in these ways in the life that you once lived. That was your past, not your present. There is a tendency in all of us to go back to what is familiar, right? Some of us leave some old habits, and then we go back to them, or we are tempted to go back to them. I'm glad that Marcus is not going back to the smoking anymore. But there's a temptation, right? Always. Things like that, that even though sometimes we think it are simple things, we wanted to leave them. But we are tempted to go back to the old life. And that is not what the power of resurrection is all about. Once we leave those things behind, they don't have any control over us. They don't have any dominion over us. We are controlled by the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead, who transformed his body to a transformed body. And we are a people of transformation. Like someone who gets a brand new outfit but keeps sometimes pulling the old clothes. We are not supposed to go back into the closets and pulling out the old clothes. So Easter reminds us that we are not who we used to be. So we should not be going back on those clothes and wearing the old grave clothes. Put on what reflects the new life. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We read that in verse 12 there. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Put on what reflects the new life. It is about replacing it with Christ-like character. Christianity is not just about subtraction. It is about transformation. Not about leaving things, but also to take on new things and wearing new things that reflect Jesus Christ in our life. Christianity is not about subtraction. It is getting at the idea that being a Christian is not only about giving up things, but also taking on things that reflects the character and life of Christ. The common way this is expressed in Christianity is about don't just stop doing wrong, but start living rightly. Not just stop doing wrong, but also to live a life of resurrection, take it on. Put on kindness in a culture that thrives in harshness. We see rudeness and harshness everywhere. I don't have to tell you. You go to the mall, go to the public transit station or wherever you go, even on the airplane gate line that you stand there, you see rudeness and harshness everywhere. And Paul is telling them, put on kindness. Put on kindness. And then put on humility in a time where everybody is trying to elevate themselves. Right? It's some of the positive things that we try to instill in our children to put on confidence and self-confidence in them. Sometimes it reflects as pride and arrogance. And we see that a lot. And I don't have to tell you about the public figures that you can see all over the TV about talking about arrogance, rudeness, roughness. But Paul is telling them that is grave clothes. You have to put that behind and take on humility, the character of Jesus Christ, who actually came down this world from heaven and humbled himself as a human being. Not only that, he washed the feet of his disciples. That is what humility is all about. Leadership doesn't come from the top. Leadership comes from serving others. That's what real leadership is, servant leadership that Jesus Christ taught us. So dressed like you have been raised from the dead, the foundation of this entire passage is found in verse 1. Verse 1 says that since you have been raised with Christ, that's the key point, we have been raised with Christ and seated with him where Christ is in heaven. The resurrection language, Paul is not telling us to change that we can be raised. He's saying that we have been raised. Not that we are going to be raised. We have been raised with Christ because we accepted Christ in our life. The baptism is a very good example that we can remember about resurrection. And many churches practice immersion baptism, which is a symbol of going down and coming up as a new human being. We use generally sprinkling. This is also a symbol of leaving the old and coming out of the baptism as new human beings. We were very buried through baptism into death, and then just as Jesus Christ raised from the dead, we too may live a new life. When someone comes out of the water, they do not go back into the water and stay there. You know what happens if you stay there? You don't want to be there too long. You have to come out and leave what is behind. It's like my mom used to tell about lamb and pig, or a goat and a pig. We used to have goats in our houses when we were growing up. When a goat falls into a dirty mud, it just immediately jumps up and shakes it off and move on. But when a pig falls into mud, you know what happens. He stays there. He enjoys that. So we are Christians like the goat. Sometimes we may fall into sin. We may fall into things that we don't like. But as people of God, we get up immediately, shake them off, clean ourselves, and move on with the power of resurrection. That is what Christ gave us to do. Not to stay there and enjoy the sinful life, but move on with the power of resurrection so that we can display the garments of kindness and humility, care and compassion to other people. What a great world would it be if everybody had that garments on. Let us pray that God will enable us to wear that garments in our daily life every day, to show them our others about Christ. On that Easter morning, the tomb was empty, but something was left behind. The grave clothes. Jesus did not need them anymore. So we don't need them anymore either. You cannot wear grave clothes in the resurrection life and take off what belongs to death and go for the power of resurrection and display the garments of Christ in our lives. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place to be his witnesses wherever he places us in the days to come. Amen. closing hymn is Have You Been to Jesus for the Cleansing Power? It's in the red book, 238. It's also on the screen if you can follow that.
Please stand if you're able.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? The bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansion's bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Brothers and sisters, as people of God, take off what belongs to death and put on what belongs to life. Clothe yourselves with what reflects Christ in your life, because when you are truly raised with Him, it will show in how you live, how you speak, and how you love. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.